Hello there, Riderflex Nation. Steve Urban here with more career advice and job interviewing tips for you. And as a quick reminder, if you enjoy our podcast, please remember to subscribe to our channel and like the episodes. I want to talk about this ghosting employers topic that I see in the press, right? For those of you who haven't heard about this, apparently candidates have gotten into the habit of just not showing up for scheduled shifts or disappearing in the middle of an interview process or not showing up for scheduled interviews. Now, that's always happened to a certain degree, but I guess it's gotten a lot worse lately. So the press is writing about this and calling it ghosting employers. This is such a bad idea for so many reasons, right? And I want to share my thoughts with you on the topic. I think what's happening is maybe this super low unemployment atmosphere is giving candidates this impression that they can just, you know, treat employers and treat recruiters however they want to, because there's going to be a million jobs and they'll just go get another job somewhere and it doesn't matter. Okay, well, here are my thoughts on the topic. First of all, I've learned in life that you get back what you give, right? If you move through life crapping on people and treating people poorly and communicating poorly, trust me, it's going to come back your way, my friend. Okay? You're going to get out of life what you put into it. And if you treat people poorly, it's coming back your way. So that's number one. Okay? It's just a human element. Okay? I just encourage people to just do the right thing, period. Just do the right thing. Okay? Professionally and just with how you're treating other human beings, just do the right thing. That's number one. Number two is this. All this stuff is documented, right? I mean, the employers are making notes in your file about how you treated everybody and disappeared. The recruiters are making notes in your profile. All this stuff is living in the databases and living in the cloud. Your reputation as a professional is being built in all these databases over time. And you may think, oh, you know, there's millions and millions of jobs out there and I'll never come across the same person and it won't matter. Believe me, okay, it's a smaller world than you think. And years from now, how you treat somebody could come back your way. And it could, you're, you know, all this stuff could be logged in a system and somebody could pull it up to see, you know, what happened a couple of years ago in an interview process when you just disappeared. Okay. So it's all being logged and tracked. Don't forget that. Okay. This ghosting of employers or ghosting of recruiters, I'm telling you, it's a bad idea. And if you move through life treating people like that, it's going to come back your way. And there is your Riderflex tip of the day. We truly hope you find our material helpful and entertaining. And in the spirit of giving back, Riderflex donates half of all proceeds gained from this podcast to the Volunteers of America and their efforts to support veterans with employment services. You can become a supporter of this podcast by listening on the platform Anchor FM. That's anchor.fm/Riderflex. You can send us your questions or suggested topics. Our email is podcast@riderflex.com or drop us a voicemail at 888-964-5876. Visit riderflex.com to learn more about us. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and have a wonderful day.